Baseball can be confusing for those like me who are unfamiliar with the terminology. In preparation for our first story, here are a few baseball terms I'll save you the trouble of looking up. A round tripper. It's deceptively simple. It just means a home run. The box. It's the area around home plate where the batter stands to bat. Jack, which I had a really hard time finding out what that meant. I think it means when you hit a ball really hard. Here's Assignment Radio's Brent Morrell to explain it better than I ever could.
It happens in an instant. The bat makes contact with the baseball, and the possibilities of where it could go are endless. Hitting it over the fence is almost always the best result. Once you hit a home run, you join a fraternity of greats like Babe Ruth and Mickey Mantle that had the power to knock one out of the park. Getting that first home run is easier for players blessed with physical gifts. For others, it's more difficult.
Ever since I could walk, I've never been a home run hitter. I let the other guys do that and have the glory.
Craig Aiken is a freshman center fielder for the University of Oklahoma's baseball team. He's generously listed at 5'10" on the Sooners roster. He's known for his speed, but he showed at a young age he has some power.
It was coach pitch. I was 6 or 7. I remember my dad was standing there throwing, and I'd always get frustrated. He was the head coach, and I'd get frustrated. He wouldn't throw me a strike.
Aiken waited for the right pitch.
He threw one in there, and I hit it, and I sprinted. I mean, I was on an absolute dead sprint around the bases, and I slid headfirst into home. I was so excited, and it was one of the best memories playing baseball, for sure.
Watching the pitch he threw go over the fence, Dad was feeling proud of his son, right?
Absolutely. My dad was, he was kind of embarrassed that I was the guy who slid into home plate, but hey, I lived it up for sure.
Giving up a home run to your son is one thing, but imagine when the person hitting it is your best friend.
Dylan Herman, he's a petroleum engineer at Texas A&M. He's done with baseball, but he always lets me hear about it.
Ethan Carnes was a dominant pitcher at Klein Oak High School in Houston, Texas.
I remember I had 2 strikes on him, threw him a curveball, and he took me deep. And that's, I'll never forget that, and to this day, he still talks about it.
Newton's third law of motion says for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Hitting a home run is no different.
Oh, yeah, deflating feeling. I remember that was one of the hardest games to lose because it was my best friend that, you know, ended up hitting the homer and getting the run scored off of me. So, but yeah, that's the one I remember the most.
Carnes and Aiken still play the game they love. For others, all they have are the memories of the past.
It's something that you grow up always wanting to do, and finally doing it, it's just something that you, that's why it's so memorable. You just never forget it.
Chase Goodnight played baseball all his life. Sifting through the highlights of his career, Goodnight remembers his first round tripper.
Just put a normal swing on it. Thought he got in hold of it decently well. Bases were full, actually. And, you know, I put a good swing on it, and I take off out of the box. And I'm not thinking it went out or anything like that. Thinking, like, you know, maybe a couple bags here.
In his senior year at Tahlequah High School, Goodnight was still looking for his first home run.
So I'm breaking out to make a turn, and I look up, and the guy on first is tagging up. Like, he's on the base still. And so I stop almost, like, coming to a complete stop, and then that's when we both see the ball go out at the same time.
Goodnight's teammate of many years, Taylor Tannehill, was just as surprised as everyone else.
My reaction was a lot like the guy on first base. You know, he tagged up. We were kind of sitting there. Nobody really knew if he was going out or not.
Tannehill never hit a home run himself, but he does know what it's like to give one up. The situation couldn't have been any worse. Tannehill was called to the mound after the best pitcher on his team gave up 13 runs to the top-ranked baseball team in the state.
All of a sudden, I hear Tannehill go warm up. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Gotta go throw against the number one team in the state. Keep in mind, there's scouts everywhere.
It didn't take long for the overwhelmed pitcher to give up a homer.
The second pitch, toss it up there, it's gone. I'm like, shake it off, look at my coach. He's like, not a big deal, we're down 13-0. Just need you to get in some innings.
Everyone remembers that first one. But what happened next seared this story into his memory.
So the next guy comes up, and he also hits home run. So first two batters I face, back-to-back jacks, and that one kind of set me down a little bit. I was a little upset about that one.
Tannehill realized then that maybe the pros weren't an option.
but at least he can boast that he didn't give up a home run to a future St. Louis Cardinal.
He hit one off the very top of the wall, and I thought for sure it was gone. So there is a silver lining to the story. I like to say that I held Pete Cosman in check that day.
And that is driven out to deep left center field, and this one is gone. It's a home run. How about that pop? Pete Cosma.
The Tulsa native has hit three home runs off major league pitchers in his two seasons in the majors, including one that went viral when a fan jumped out of the way of the ball, letting it hit his girlfriend.
Fastball, and look where it goes, up to that second depth. It hits that young lady over the yellow line. She's fine, but nice going, boyfriend. Jumps out of the way, and don't protect your girl.
But if it makes him feel any better, Pete Cosma still only has a double off Taylor Tannehill. For Assignment Radio, Brant Morrell.